The real deal. Chris Gardner, member of the United States Writers Association, Round Ball Weekly magazine that he puts out online as well. Chris Gardner, welcome to the show.
That's a heck of an intro to follow up, fellas. How are y'all doing?
Yo, Chris, that's how we do here, Chris.
Oh, I've learned that. That's no problem.
Okay, you earned that.
You got the best of talk radio right here.
But Chris, man, listen, man. Yesterday, Chris, I'm looking at, we're trying to look at the Boston game.
Oh, yeah, that disgrace.
I was trying. And all I keep hearing is excuses about people can't play in other people's gyms. Chris, what is that about?
It makes you wonder. I mean, how couldn't Boston's won one road game thus far in these playoffs and look bad in their losses? It's not like they are competitive.
I don't understand. It's
weird how folks say they give them so much credit. Look at how young they are. Are we sure that they're only rookies or 2 years into the league at home?
Median ages.
But yeah. But then they come on the road and just look like they have forgot how to play basketball, and it seems like non-competitive. And it's weird. Cleveland D'd up Al Horford, and Boston had no response, no good answer to that. How does Al Horford not take a shot in the first quarter?
In the first quarter, yeah. But Chris, you said it. But not only, like I said with Devin, to me it's the whole situation with excuses for teams to go on the road, right? It's like this, even Cleveland, for example, you can't beat Boston on the road, but you come home and you shellack them. Okay, so for me, I'm saying, and then you make excuses. Well, you know, George Hill's not that good on the road. A gym is a gym. It's a gym.
That's an old school mentality right there.
Yeah.
A gym is a gym. And to think about back in the day, speaking of when you go walk in somebody's gym, you reveled in beating them, Chris, in their gym.
You enjoy shutting up the crowd.
That's what I'm saying. Michael Jordan enjoyed beating the Knicks at home,
destroying the Pacers.
Kobe Bryant enjoyed beating up
the Celtics.
Okay.
The Sixers.
Yeah, but didn't King James put a
you
dagger
mean Prince
in that?
James?
No, King James. Look, they went on the road. They beat Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Toronto
twice.
Toronto on the road, and Toronto had one of the best records of the best records in the league.
But this is what I'm saying. You supposed to be people
right
in their home spot, Chris. Why is that not happening more often?
It's the non-star players who seem to have the biggest problem, whether it's the crowd, whether they get too messed up with the referees, not getting calls in their favor. Look at George Hill. George Hill was a complete zero in game one in Boston.
Gets
to Cleveland, and he's like, "Oh, this is how you play basketball." Thank you, George. Yeah, this is. But non-stars, you got to step up wherever you are, because George Hill is the key to this series. If he plays like garbage in Boston, especially, or wherever, then Cleveland has little to no chance to winning any more games in this series. But if he plays well, then you see the offense flows better. They make better shots, better ball movement. Non-stars, I don't know what it is, why they can't play better on the road, but it is clearly a reality, because it's not just George Hill, it's other players. You know, look at Boston, how they roll over.
That's what I'm saying.
The teamwork.
It's interesting, too, Chris, because, you know, I listen to the other, you know, broadcasters and whatnot as they broadcast, and they talk about the various teams, and it just seems that they don't look at, well, other than maybe Mark Jackson and even Van Gundy, because they're like old school.
Yeah, they were coaches.
And everybody else gives everybody else a pass. They're like, nah, dude, you're supposed to be playing just as well as you're on the road as home. Yeah. So I don't understand this, I'm going to give you a pass at home kind of thing. I mean, on the road, and you're not playing that well at home. The same thing I could be said about freaking Golden State. I'm like, dude, I know Houston is good, but to get shellacked like that? I mean, come on. I mean, please, step up a little bit. Tell me about that one, Chris.
And then the Warriors have lost a road game in each series so far in these playoffs. And it's as if they have the mindset, well, we got what we wanted already, so let's take our foot off the gas pedal And whatever happens in this game, yeah, it's okay. We'll get it back when we go to Oakland or you know, the case may be. Draymond Green said it. We play better when we're threatened. Why you got to be threatened?
Right.
You know, just play well, play hard.
Broadcaster reported, because you are so right. This whole excuse thing, well, you know, we do this better on the back of this wall. Shut up and just play basketball. Stop with the, you know, like the statements of, hey, you know, when we get like we're down, we get, I'm like, dude,
put the pressure to your neck.
Be consistent.
And listen to the,
get Steve Kerr.
Every, all the losing comments center around this basic thing. We didn't play hard enough tonight. You know, the other team was more aggressive than we were. That's why you got to give them credit. They played hard. They wanted it more. Y'all are both trying to win, right?
Right, true. Right.
Everybody says that. The Rockets said it after game one. We didn't play harder. You got to be more aggressive in game two.
Right.
Warriors lost game two. We're not changing what we do. We're going to do what we do. We're going to play harder. Be more aggressive. Give other team credit. Brad Stevens last night. Give Cleveland credit.
Chris, you'd have to go to the locker room for that. Because they're going to say the same thing.
That's true.
Chris, how do you assess the upcoming game with Houston and Golden State? Because that's going to be a turnaround game in this entire tournament if Houston can pull it out. How do you assess that?
I think, the Rockets say all the right things, and they haven't lost back-to-back games since January of this season.
Oh, okay.
So, but once again, it centers around that mentality. We didn't play hard enough in this loss, so we're going to bounce back in game, and you know, whatever the next game is, we'll get it back. The Rockets have, and got to give them credit for this at least, since training camp, they said to the media, it's all about what we do. We're not worried about what anybody else does. If we play our game, we play the right way, we are one of the few teams that can go on the road or anywhere and win. So if we play our game, we're going to win. Game one,
Chris,
they didn't play
their
game. Game two, you saw P.J. Tucker, Eric Gordon, Trevor Ariza, James Harden got some help. Chris Paul got some help, and they played better, and they were more aggressive on defense, go figure. And they played faster, which helped out and got us some easier buckets.
Chris, stay with us. We got to take a quick break, right?
Sure.
And when we come back, we want to talk to you about the possibility of Becky Hammon going to Detroit.
Detroit.
Right? The first female head coach.
And I'm a Pistons fan, too, so that's fine. I can talk about that. So.
All right. We'll be right back. For you, a stubborn kind of fella.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chris, Houston got to be stubborn today with that defense.
They do.
They got to be stubborn with that defense, man, and make sure that they do not let Kevin. Well, Kevin gonna go off of 38, but we think something's wrong with what's that boy's name?
Steph Curry.
We
think something's wrong with Steph. That's the consensus of the fellas at the barbershop.
His shot looks off.
He's physically in shape. I know he had that injury, and it was very serious. He was out for a long time.
He missed the whole last.
Yeah,
he looks out of shape.
He's not in a 100% basketball shape. The injury is healed, but he's not yet in shape. You know, you got to play your way into it. So the longer, the more time he gets to play, he'll get better in conditioning. Just a question of how quickly that will be.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right. So now today, if Houston gets the leg up, they'll obviously have their home court advantage back, right? So, how do you think it's going to go work out today for either the Rockets or the Golden State?
I've gone back and forth on. I believe when they come back to Houston for Game 5, it's going to be tied 2-2.
Okay.
I'm just not sure which game the Rockets are going to win, either tonight or Tuesday in Oakland. You know, but look at how other Game 3s have gone, and usually the home team has won that Game 3, and it hasn't really been close in other playoff series.
Right.
Radio, this show, we don't hold our tongue and hold back. Why not? I'm going to pick the Rockets to win Game 3. Just flip the script.
Oh, wow.
And
that's good. All right, well, I like
that. Hold it back.
Well, I can't do that. Now, before we went to break, man, we were talking a little bit about Becky Hammon going to Detroit. What do you think about that?
I doubt it happens. I think the fact she's getting interviews now, you know, four head coaching jobs, her time as a head coach in the NBA is approaching. I doubt the Pistons will hire her as a head coach first. They got to hire a president first. And then, depending on who that person is, we'll get a better indicator of who they get as a head coach. But she's part of the Greg Popovich tree. So that alone helps her with the respect factor and knowing her basketball IQ with a lot of NBA franchises. So I just think it's a matter of time, but I'd be surprised if the Pistons are the ones that hire her as a head coach. I would have a problem with it. And I think more and more players would be cool with having a woman as a head coach as long as you know the game. Now, back in the day, dudes be like, hell no, this ain't happening. But I think.
but you're right. She does know the game. But the thing I was saying, telling to the fellas when we was off mic was, what if she does come to Detroit and bring Kawhi Leonard with her? I think you like that, right, Chris?
Oh, no. Oh, if that's part of the deal, hey, I heard tomorrow. Let's go, you know, sure. But
Right. Exactly. So part of, I mean, that could be part of a negotiation package. And listen, man, you give me the shot, Kawhi, and who knows if she's talking to Kawhi offline to make that move. Because Kawhi and my man, what's that boy's name? Dude in Detroit.
Who, Blake Griffin? Oh.
Blake Griffin, I'll take Kawhi and Blake.
Right.
But who would San Antonio want in return? Because it's not like Detroit has a lot of great players under good contracts. I know that's for a fact. So.
It might have to be Drummond and a couple other people. Because we were talking off Mike Popovich coaching style as related to my man Aldridge, right?
Yeah.
And I think the reason why Aldridge wanted to go, because he didn't feel like dealing with all that, you know, huffing and puffing in my face kind of stuff. What do you think?
Oh, that's true. I mean, Pop and LaMarcus banged heads a whole lot, which really surprised people later on during this season when Pop went out of his way to praise LaMarcus while taking kind of backhanded slaps at Kawhi for not being on the team and not being here. It's different.
See, that's what I'm saying. You can't do one. And what I was talking about the other day, you can't, like, praise somebody, and then on the other hand, give this other guy these these backhanded little compliments and like a slap in the face that hey, I'm not playing. And the reason why I'm not because I don't like how you be talking to me. And not that I ain't playing because I can't play. I don't like how you talking to me. And I think that's what's going on with a lot of these coaches, particularly with their coaching style in today's athlete. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Pam's like, break, Nate. Chris, we're going to place right quick. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. What's going on with Brian Allen? We got Chris. Houston Roundball, be right back. Hey, Chris, man, sorry about that. I got you up the line. But we're going to get you back next week, man, to give us an update on what's going on, all right?
Sounds good, fellas. Y'all take care.